QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. The Geekinator podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcasts.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. Let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. Starting off at the Washington Post in their business section, victims in hacking of security analyst Stratfor targeted after speaking to news media and online. Victims of a data breach at the security analysis firm Stratfor apparently are being targeted a second time after speaking out about the first hacking time. Stratfor said on its Facebook page that some individuals who offered public support for the company after it revealed it was hacked may be being targeted for doing so. Boy, that's just terrible. I mean, really? That's really not cool at all. From the New York Times in their Business Day technology section, Sony is going to cease its flat screen partnership with Samsung in a bid to streamline its unprofitable television business. Oh, really? Sony said Monday that it would sell its stake in its flat panel screen venture with Samsung Electronics, cutting its production capacity at a time when outsourcing has become the norm for manufacturers. Sony, which makes the Bravia liquid crystal display television, said in a statement that it would sell its stake of nearly 50% in the jointly owned manufacturer SLCD to Samsung of South Korea for 1.08 trillion won. Or $935 million. I find this a little disconcerting because, you know, Sony TVs are like a big deal. So I'm a little concerned about what they're going to be doing about that. It just makes like absolutely no sense. For those of you who have been following the news for the past month or so, SOPA may ring a negative bell, if you will. GoDaddy was initially a supporter of SOPA. There's a CNET News article here from Declan McCullough. GoDaddy accused of interfering with anti-SOPA exodus, an effort by GoDaddy customers to boycott the domain registrar over its support for Hollywood-backed copyright legislation has sparked allegations of foul play. Namecheap, whose chief executive last week likened the Stop Online Piracy Act, otherwise known as SOPA, to detonating a nuclear bomb on the internet, said today that GoDaddy has intentionally thrown up technical barriers to prevent its customers from leaving. It lost over 70,000 domains last week. Yeah, I would be a little concerned too. 70,000 domains is a lot of domains. And GoDaddy is not alone. At least half a dozen GoDaddy rivals have seized on their competitors' pro-SOPA lobbying to lure its customers away. You know, it's basically a bloodbath for GoDaddy. And quite frankly, I'm a little concerned with how they're handling it. I'm a GoDaddy customer myself. And, you know, I've not moved any domains, but it's a little disturbing to see GoDaddy fully support SOPA, and then when customers revolt, instead of, you know, making a 180, which they kind of somewhat have, and apologizing and trying to make amends to keep customers from leaving, they're basically throwing up technical barriers to people leaving, which, if you ask me, is a low blow. But you know, GoDaddy can do what they want with their business. It's, you know, not my business, it's theirs. But still, nonetheless, you know, I see stuff like that as a customer and I'm like, what? Come on, guys. Really? What's wrong with you? From the Seattle Times in their business technology section, a look back at Microsoft's busy year A to Z. They run down a whole list of stuff. Pretty neat, actually. Pretty neat. Check it out. They really do have an A to Z. Pretty awesome stuff. Also from CNETnews.com, Apple dominates Google's Zeitgeist 2011. Google has published their annual Zeitgeist Roundup of the hottest trends on search from 2011, and Apple is dominating that. No surprise there. Apple's been pretty hot this year. From Engadget, LG's 55-inch world's largest OLED HD TV panel is official. It's coming to CES 2012. This thing looks spectacular. The article starts off here. We only have a few more days left until the festivities truly kick off at CES 2012 in Las Vegas, but LG has already tipped its hand with a press release promising the world's largest OLED panel for the show. We've seen smaller screens from LG before, and it had already promised a 55-inch OLED HD TV for mid-2012. So this news is just another sign the company is ready to take its technology mainstream. Boy, I hope they do. That will be absolutely fantastic. OLED, if you have never heard of it before, go check it out. It's awesome. From the Times of India, Nokia Lumia 900 is coming in January. Even as Nokia scrambles to fix a software glitch in the recently launched Windows Phone-powered Lumia 800, there's a news leak that hints at its successor. A leaked image that appeared on the My Nokia blog suggests that the Finnish giant is expected to unveil another top-end Windows phone called the Nokia Lumia 900 at the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show to be held in Las Vegas in January in the second week. The company is also expected to announce several other smartphones along with the Lumia 900 at the event. Pretty awesome. We'll be following that as it happens. From GigaOM, Boxy releases a new PC version as a farewell gift. This is craptacular, if you ask me. Boxy released version 1.5 of its software for Windows, Mac, and Linux users on Monday, and at the same time announced that it is moving away from supporting computers for its platform. The latest version, which comes with a completely revamped UI, is up to par with the upcoming 1.5 version of the Boxy Box, safe for the availability of some of its most popular apps, though there will be some big exceptions. PC users won't be able to access content from Netflix, Vudu, and Pandora due to DRM restrictions. Like I said, I'm not going to repeat myself. From Bloomberg.com, Toyota adds to Prius lineup with smallest hybrid aimed at fit. Toyota Motor Corporation, Asia's largest automaker, will begin selling its smallest hybrid car in Japan today to compete with Honda Motor Co. for younger consumers seeking an entry-level fuel-efficient vehicle. Golly, about time. The Aqua compact hybrid, to be marketed as the Prius C in the U.S., will cost 1.69 million yen, otherwise known as $21,700 U.S. The Toyota City, Japan-based carmaker said today in a statement, the company aims to sell 12,000 a month in its home market. So I'll be interested to see what it sells here in the U.S. That'll be kind of an interesting study. From FoxNews.com, twin probes to orbit moon and study its gravity field. This is pretty cool. The moon has come a long way since Galileo first peered at it through a telescope. Unmanned probes have circled around it and landed on its surface. 12 American astronauts have walked on it, and lunar rocks and soil have been hauled back from it. Despite being well studied, Earth's closest neighbor remains an enigma. Over the New Year's weekend, a pair of spacecraft the size of washing machines are set to enter orbit around it. In the latest lunar mission, their job is to measure the uneven gravity field and determine what lies beneath, straight down to the core. So, pretty cool. Be following what happens with that. From the State column, Christmas comet Lovejoy gets up close for the holidays. The commander of the International Space Station, peering out the multi-windowed Kapola Observatory, has captured what is sure to be one of the most iconic images ever taken of the Low Earth Orbit Science Lab. The amazing images show Comet Lovejoy, which survived a trip through the sun's atmosphere last week. The comet, which made its first appearance this year before plunging into the sun, is being dubbed as a Christmas comet or even as the Christmas star. So pretty interesting stuff. Check out the rest of the story. They've got a bunch of techie geeky stuff on there that most of you in my audience will find quite enticing. From space.com, the most 12 anticipated space missions of 2012. Yeah, they have a list. Check it out. I'm not going to go over all of them. From El Paso, Inc. Never heard of this website before, but they're on Google News. Spacecraft discovers Earth-sized planets. Some of this is kind of rehashed in what amounts to a kind of holiday gift to the cosmos. Astronomers from NASA's Kepler spacecraft announced Tuesday that they had discovered a pair of planets the size of Earth orbiting a distant star. The new planets, one is about as big as Earth and the other slightly smaller than Venus, are the smallest planets yet found beyond the solar system. Interesting. They say the discovery showed that Kepler could indeed find planets as small as our own and was an encouraging sign that planet hunters would someday succeed in the goal of finding Earth-like abodes in the heaven. I have no doubt that they exist. I mean, considering the sheer size of the universe, we're not the only planet out there that's the same size as ours, orbiting a star the same distance as ours, with the star being the same size as our sun. There's at least one other one out there. I would be shocked if we are truly the only one, right? I mean, come on. From UPI.com, in the odd news section, a satellite piece crashes through a roof. In Russia, Russian officials said a Siberian man is lucky to be alive after a chunk of satellite crashed through his roof while he was out getting firewood. Officials in the city of Tobolsk said 8 fragments of the Meridian satellite, which was launched Friday from the Space Center in northern Russia, were found in the area after the satellite crashed only minutes after liftoff due to a failure of the Soyuz 2 carrier rocket, the Indo-Asian News Service reported Monday. So that is just amazing. That's awesome. That guy's lucky. From TheVerge.com, the Large Hadron Collider's Atlas experiment has been reconstructed in Lego. That's right. There is a Lego model of the Atlas experiment. There's a picture of it here. It's pretty awesome. It's not quite a do-it-yourself particle accelerator for the home, but is part of an outreach project at the Niels Bohr Institute. Physicist postdoc Sasha Hale-Hayes has assembled a stunning model of Atlas, one of the ongoing experiments at the Large Hadron Collider, entirely made out of Lego bricks. The attention to detail is quite impressive, capturing the muon and magnet system to the innermost pixel detector. Hale-Hayes breaks down his work by the numbers, about 9,500 pieces. Whoa. It's about 1/50th scale and about 81 hours of work total, 48 hours to build the 3D model and 33 hours of construction spread out over several weekends and happy hour. Yeah, it looks awesome. Check it out if you're a Lego person. I've got people in my house that would love looking at stuff like this, and they thought it was great. From Forbes, Hubble finds an early galaxy rapidly giving birth to stars. NASA has announced that the Hubble and Spitzer space telescopes have discovered that a distant galaxy almost 12.9 billion light years away was producing new stars at an incredible rate of 100 or more stars per year. The light from the galaxy shows us on Earth what it looked like near the beginning of the universe, only about 750 million years following the Big Bang. The galaxy is about 20% the size of our Milky Way galaxy, and only about 1% is massive. Wow. Pretty neat. All right, that will do it for this episode of The Geekinator. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. which you can find online over at quicksurf.com. You can shoot me an email, geekinator@quicksurf.com, I think. I'll have to check on that. If not, that will, I'll just make that work most likely, or the Geekinator, I think. You can also follow me online over at Twitter, FriendFeed, Facebook, Google Plus, etc., etc. It's all linked up in the show notes. Feel free to check it out. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.